Hello, today I am with Claudio Caldador from the Interop strategy team, and we're here to talk about the Open Data Protocol. So this morning at Mix during the keynote, we demoed basically how developers can leverage the Open Data Protocol called OData to build new scenarios where they can easily consume and share all sort of data using this OData protocol. So, Claudio, you're going to tell us a little bit more about OData and give us another demo and a little bit of in-depth explanation on how this thing works. But let's get started. What is OData?
So OData is a technology that was built by Microsoft initially with the name of ADO.NET Data Services, and now it is officially called WCF Data Service. The OData now is a protocol, a specification that is under the OSP. So this means that basically is our version, the Microsoft version of open sourcing a specification. So everybody can really take the standard and write their own implementation. So OData is a new technology that is based on existing standards such as HTTP and a RESTful based type of invocation. And then what Microsoft has done is to extend an existing standard like AtomPub in order to add a more rich set of properties and functions. So it is now possible to both read and write data from a service exposing or implementing the OData protocol. So there are right now the Microsoft side that is called WCF Data Services that you can think of the server side part of the technology. And then now we also have quite a wide range of client application, client SDKs or libraries that you can use. And I can mention, you know, clearly the .NET, JavaScript, we have PHP, Java, and we have also a new SDK based on Objective-C that can be used in order to build applications on the iPhone.
Good. So maybe we can just look at a simple demo to get a better understanding on how it works and how you build it.
Sure. We can spend some time on looking at one of the samples that are included with the PHP, the OData SDK for the PHP, and see how the code will look like.
Okay, perfect. All right, Claudio, so where are we starting from?
Okay, so today I can show you a very quick demo, one of the samples that we include with the OData SDK for PHP. It is an application built using the Netflix OData service that is available right now. I think that is already a test type of environment, but it is an OData service hosted on Azure. So what we did is to build a very simple search-like type of application using some of the features built in the OData framework. So in this case, for instance, you see this list of generate. Those are data. This is data that is coming directly from the service. So I can select, for instance, one specific set of movies that I want to see, and then by querying the web service, I get the data that I'm looking for. I can also select the language, and there are clearly we could have built a very much more richer type of search, but this is something in order to keep the code very, very simple. Another things that I can show you is, for instance, paging. This is a feature provided by the OData protocol, so the ability for the server, for the producer side, to provide paging automatically. So it's much easier for me, client side, to build the application. So in this case, for instance, I have this type of browse, previews and next. Clearly, those are type of things that can be done in any sort of web-based application. But the benefit of using OData is that this actually function is done by the server side. So for me, client side, I don't need to write a lot of code in order to enable my application to be able to query data in a sort of paging type of fashion.
Okay. So Claudio, can you show us where the data is coming from exactly?
The data is actually being a RESTful and Atom-based type of protocol. It's very easy for me just by using the browser to actually see and look at the data. So in this case, I see that, you know, I'm connecting to the OData service, and in this case, I can see, you know, the catalog. And you see here, those are the type of what are called entities exposed by the server side. If I want to show, for instance, what this entity is about, I just need to go here, type the entity name, and here you see an example of the data that is coming back from the server. So I see all the properties exposed and the type of data. So in this way, it's very easy for me as a developer, you know, to look at the data and then go on the coding side and making sure that I'm using the data in the right way.
Okay, so let's now look at the coding, and you're going to explain to us what is the flow if I want to build something like that.
Yep. So what the ADO.NET SDK does is we have a built-in tool that basically takes this data, this metadata exposed by the OData service, and build what we call a client-side, a proxy library that I can use in order to write my application. And here you see, for instance, an example. You see the before we were looking at the Netflix application. So here is, for instance, an example on how I can filter, I can get, you know, a search for movies with a specific title. In this case, I see that I just need to, this line is basically I connect to the server side. And here, what I can do is just by using the APIs exposed by the toolkit, I can run very simple queries like this one. You know, I have the catalog of titles, that is the data that I was just showing you before. And then I have a set of what we call query options that allows me to collect and receive only the data that I'm looking for. So in this case, you see that I have a filter option that allows me to filter the data. I can select, you know, the movies that start with the specific name that the user specified, and then in this case I can use another query option that is ordered by in order to get the data already sorted. So there is nothing that I need to do on the client side.
Okay.
When I specify the query, I just need to execute it, and then I take it by using this function show basically to render the content of the data on the screen. And I can show very quickly. Here you see there is the show a function that is actually basically going through the array of objects that I get from the OData service. And here you see that it's very simple for me just to take, you know, the object and read some specific properties that are clearly pre-built by the OData service. So my developer experience is definitely much easier.
Okay. Can we take a look at the class that is generated by the proxy and see where those attributes coming from?
Yes, so if we go, and this is the netflix.php, this is the actual source file generated by the command line tool that we include in the OData SDK for PHP. And you see, for instance, this is an example of the titles, you know, the catalog title. This is the way that Netflix call it. And then here you see that the class expose all the properties that are basically defined in the OData metadata, in the OData protocol metadata. So in this case, I have the average ratings, I have the rating, I have the box art that is actually the picture that you see. I can see the title, available formats, and so on. So those are all things that are basically built by the command line tool in order to make easier for me, a PHP developer, to write code on the client side.
All right, pretty cool. I think this is very good information, and we hope that all developers will be excited by OData and will start exploring all the possibilities. Thank you, Claudio.
Thank you.